This episode is sponsored by Santa Claus, who would like to remind everyone that being a griefer gets you on the naughty list.
I can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 13, recorded on December 26, 2010. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton. And we have Spencer Williams with us again.
Hi.
I was waiting for the honk.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saving us all for
Oh, God. So today I think we're just going to go over the list of games that Notch played over 2010. Yeah. That's the Christmas episode,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice. So, I think he played, what did he play? He played Minecraft.
Did anybody notice Minecraft wasn't on the list?
I didn't even see the list. Is there like seriously a list?
Yeah, on his Tumblr.
Oh, nice.
Oh. So here we are all full of holiday cheer.
I'm all out.
I'm full of holiday illness.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not fair, Wes. You have been sick for the last 6 months.
You've got a good point.
Yeah.
That's true. I have kids, and they go to something called the CDC, the Child Development Center, and they bring home the sickness.
Oh, I thought the CDC was
the... Yeah.
It's the Child Development Center.
Maybe y'all screwed up on that one, right? Let's take him to the CDC.
I know.
That's the wrong one.
Okay, what did he play? He played Bayonetta. Really? I haven't played that
I was kind of joking about going over those.
I'm going to go over it. Bioshock 2.
Oh, wow. He gave it a 2 out of 5.
Aliens vs. Predator. He gave a 1 out of 5. Awesome. Heavy Rain. He gave a 4 out of 5. This is the best episode ever. Heavy Rain. He gave a 4 out of 5.
Did he mention what controllers he used? Here? I think people would be really interested at the...
Oh, he really liked Dragon Age Origins.
Hmm.
And then...
He really liked the Settlers 7.
Really?
That's pretty strange. He didn't like Lead and Gold. That's weird. I liked Lead and Gold.
He loved Red Dead.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's my bit.
Beep, 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 beep. Hey,
Eric, you guys ready to go on a journey?
Bieber. Yeah.
Eric.
What?
Can you start talking about controllers?
Bieber.
Yeah. We'll get into that in our journeys.
Bieber.
How about that? We'll talk about nothing but Bieber, Notch, and controllers.
He gave APB a 0 out of 5.
And here's our journeys.
Play it again.
No.
I want to dance.
No.
Tink.
You can dance without it. We'll all sit here and like do some beatbox.
You can dance if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ready?
What is...
The Journey.
The Journey?
So I had a crazy journey this week. I've been playing nonstop single player because, you know, we're really multiplayer guys here and... Waiting for all of these mods and stuff to get updated so we can get our server back online. I've just been doing some crazy amount of single player and staying up way too late playing. I mean, it's like I'm addicted to it again. It's crazy. So I have this, I started fresh too. I was just like, you know, I'll just start over and see what happens. And so already I have a little beachside house and nice gazebo and all this stuff. And then, but really the what I've really wanted to do is make some minecart stuff. So I have a really elaborate minecart system going way down underground, all these different chambers and rooms and stuff. And then it goes all the way down to an obsidian farm. And then, so I took all the obsidian and I made a portal. So then you take the portal into another, you know, you go to the nether, but it dumps you out into this big minecart station. So you're in another one, but it's surrounded, I mean, it's a building, so you wouldn't even know you're in the nether, right? And then you take this minecart, and it goes through this series of tunnels, and then it just opens out to a huge glass tunnel. So you can see everything. You're like, oh my God, I'm in the nether. This is crazy. And then it goes into another mountain. It goes way over some lava to another station. Anyway, I'm going nuts.
Wow.
It is awesome.
So you said a big tunnel. Is it big enough where a gas can spawn in there?
I didn't think about that, but I haven't seen it yet. It is kind of
That'll
big.
Be a fun day.
I didn't realize that, but if it does, I'll let everybody know.
I can imagine you're in a mine car and you just cruise along. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, no!
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
So do you turn your sound off when you're in the Nether?
Yeah, I did, actually, after
a
while.
That's some creepy sounds.
Yeah. And I was there, days. Yeah. Yeah, it's creepy.
That sounds like caroling at my parents' house.
Your house is in the Nether?
Sometimes.
But I watched Minecraft Chick do her live streaming on Beta Monday, and that was pretty fun. And then I joined up on the Reddit server, and right away people are killing me. And I'm like, I mean, for one thing, I mean, I love Reddit. I go there all the time for Minecraft news and just messing around kind of stuff. But, like, I guess
Do
they
people
have,
kill you because they knew who you were?
I don't think so. I mean, nobody said out in chat, oh, my God, look who it is or anything like that. But I got in there and, boom, I was dead. So I'm like, okay, I'll just walk way far away from spawn. And there wasn't any buildings or anything that I could see. It looked like somebody went and TNT'd the whole place. It was just random blocks everywhere. Which might have happened, I don't know. But there wasn't any structure that you could recognize as a something, you know.
Right.
So then I get far away from spawn, and then I'm just kind of walking around looking at stuff, and there's about a billion swords laying around. Everything's on fire. And I'm like, this is weird.
It's post-apocalyptic.
Also remember, a lot of servers are, because a lot of the plugins aren't ready yet for, you know, stopping griefing and stuff like that. So a lot of the big servers, what they're doing is either putting up a new map or just letting the old map and just saying we're going to put the, you know, the regular map back up after we get everything up and running. So it could just be, you know, hey, it's griefer's delight, go have fun for a week.
Yeah, it looked like it was just majorly griefed. Another thing, I think they have two servers though. One might be creative and one is PvP or something. Maybe I joined the PvP one. I wouldn't imagine that the Reddit server that gets so many people on there, so many cool Minecraft people, would look so ugly. So I'm pretty sure I wasn't in the creative one.
It just depends on how much authority. I mean, I can imagine a completely open server would be a wasteland. I mean, I can imagine that it would be just like that.
It takes so long to, like, build anything of value. And it takes so little time to destroy it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with duping.
Yeah.
That's true.
Have an inventory full of TNT and destroy the dreams of millions.
Yes.
Or at least, you know, the 14 people on that server.
Yeah. I'm having this weird bug, and I've had this for a long time, for months. I'm everything goes black, and then I have to just force quit out of the client.
I get that, too.
You get that, too?
Yeah.
Well, I made a lot of really cool changes to my single-player world, and it went black, and I was really nervous, so I restarted it, and it rolled way back. In fact, I was in a part of the cave system that there wasn't a way to get back, because I had, you know, I dug my way there. So I was trapped, and it wasn't pretty. So I'm like, okay, so I need to find a way to incrementally save this thing, and the only way I knew to do it was to hit save and exit, because it saves your map. But then I discovered just hitting exit or escape actually saves the map. And then you just hit escape again, you know, just pulling up the menu. So, I mean, that's probably something everybody knows by now, but I just discovered that. So now, every now and then, I'll just hit escape real quick, let it save, and then hit escape and go about my way.
I really wish that worked in multiplayer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it may try to work. Maybe that's our
issue. Well, it says saving when you go there, but, you know, it then doesn't immediately crash the server.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of, I'll go ahead and go next. I've been playing single play too a lot.
Oh, cool!
But it's because I didn't update my client. I left it over when they did the patch, and so I can actually log into our server without any issues.
So you just left the client open?
Whenever there's a big patch, don't close your client. Leave it open, and then it won't update itself.
See, that's not an option for me, because mine crashes so often.
Yeah, mine would crash, too. Yeah.
That's weird. Mine has been open, like, well before the patch.
Yeah, I can barely make it an hour, like, seriously.
And it's on my machine where I play Warcraft the whole time, and I don't know why I'm not crashing.
Do you have NVIDIA? Do you have an NVIDIA
card?
No,
I switched to an ATI card.
I have NVIDIA. Do you guys have NVIDIA?
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA.
Is that the problem here? That's what it's looking like. I don't know, but speculation.
3 out of 4 people agree it's NVIDIA.
Well, you know,
this is going to show up on a news site tomorrow, and I'm going to be mad.
You know, my NVIDIA card died. I mean, just flat out crapped out a couple months ago, and so I looked around for other cards, and I just found an ATI card that had it had an iFinity thing where you can actually set up 3 monitors and all this stuff, and it was $100, which is like as much as I really ever want to spend on a card.
Okay.
But it was like much better than my current card, and I've even thought about, they've gone out on sale where they're like $80 now, and you can chain them together kind of like you could with the NVIDIA's, I forget what they call it, but
Crossfire
is the ATI version of it. So I've thought about doing that because it has been a pretty good card so far. I haven't really had any issues with it.
I
can play Minecraft.
I'm nervous about the AMD ATI connection now.
I ignore all that stuff.
See, I have an Intel processor, and you know, so I'm convinced that they would throttle it for me.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
I can't sleep at night. I am afraid of ATI.
Well, I'm not. So I've been playing single play with. I say single play, but Soggy's been on too. So he did the same thing as I did. So I've seen Soggy a little bit.
My poor Soggy.
Yeah, just one of our community members.
Okay.
My poor son closed his, so he can't play on the server, and he sees me over there like building stuff, and I'm like, it'll be back soon, and I'm growing my trees up.
Man.
So people are going to get onto the server and find your impenetrable tree fortress?
Yeah, your tree wall.
Unless you have a hatchet, right? Or a hand. You know, one of those will work.
I have built a fortress that people can punch through.
And see, I'm worried that people are just going to be like, oh, I want to see what's behind this, and, you know, punch through it, and I'll have to go fix it every day.
Oh, man.
Please don't punch the wall.
Which means growing new trees. So, you could just put blocks down, right?
So do you put like 400 signs around the outside that says, please don't look in, warp to this if you want to see inside?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
You could put like one every 20 blocks or something, you know?
But man, that would suck. You spend all this time growing that stuff, and then it's going to suck if people grief you.
God. Sounds like you're just opening the floodgates.
I have no idea what you're
towards my
about.
State.
I can't. You know what? What no one should ever do? Grief Brent.
I know.
No one should ever go to /warp Brent Copeland.
I know.
With thousands of tons of dynamite.
I know. And then the other thing is, well, and the other thing is, they might accidentally uncover his chest that's in the wall.
That has all of that gold and diamonds in it?
I know. And that would be terrible.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. So I've also been looking into keeping an eye on our host stuff. They have a wiki where I can actually look and download the new files when they say it's good to go. And it's not yet. So I figured it probably will be another week.
Okay. So long as it's up by the time I get, you know, back to my computer where I can play, I'm fine with it.
I'm thinking about just updating the server and putting a different map on there until then. Because we have the old map, too. I'm worried that something will screw up if I do that.
Yeah, and, you know, people will be pissed when they, like, log on to the new server and, like, they don't know where their stuff is, and we'll get people complaining about that. And then people will get used to it because it's going to last longer than a week, no matter what you say.
I don't know. I think
and then they'll start building stuff, and then we'll take it down. They'll be like, what happened? And we'll be like, shut up. And then we will lose, like, every ounce of goodwill we've ever had, all because you put a new map up. Way to go, Brent.
Yeah.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wow. I kind of got depressed there.
See, I think it would be fun if for the new year we had they had this map up, and we just had chests and chests and chests of dynamite everywhere. And for the new year, we rang in the new year by blowing everything on our server up and making it look like the Reddit server.
Oh yeah, and then just revert back.
You see,
yeah,
that doesn't like we had that happen once. We had like blow up everything night.
Yeah, that was fun too.
And the problem is, the problem is, you know, the people that don't know that it's happening. Like in this case, it was me. Like I logged on and I like went to the big the shaft sign, and it was completely covered in lava. And I'm like, what is going on? And you have the jokers that then say, oh, we're just getting griefed left and right because they don't want to tell you. They want to grief you by not telling you that there's not really griefing going on. And it just made my blood pressure spike, and why do we want to do that to people?
doesn't breathing make your blood pressure spike?
Well, we can.
It depends on how near to you I am.
The other thing I'm going to say is there's been zero lag. So I'm definitely going to talk to our host and be like, look, I have played all week long without the server having any lag. I know it's just me, but still.
And so I want my multiplayer server to only accept connections from my IP address.
No, what I want to do is I want to up the RAM to what you'd do for like a 50-player server, but keep it 30-player and see if that fixes it.
Yeah,
I want they don't think it will, but I'm like, well, let's try it anyway and see what happens. Hey,
yeah,
maybe.
Hey, because
you know it would suck for them if they're like, yeah, the server, this is enough RAM. And they're like, oh, it's not. So I mean, we got to double everybody's RAM for the same price.
Yeah,
RAM's anyway. Cheap.
Apparently on servers it's like gold. I don't really? Know. It's like, yeah, I mean, if you look at like server prices, they'll be like, yeah, we'll put 2 extra gig into your server for $25 a month. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's not a that month. Expense.
Like that kind of dirty little twinge on the a month.
Dirty twinge.
Anyway, so that's what I've been up to.
You wanna know what I've been doing?
No. Next, Spencer. I'm just kidding. Merry Christmas. Go West.
We wish me a Merry Christmas. Anyway, I haven't done anything. I haven't played Minecraft all week long because our server was down. And instead, I've been dominating New Vegas. And I finished New Vegas, and I'm proud of myself. So, what about you, Spencer?
I can't play Minecraft right now, so instead I have been playing EVE Online, which I know no one wants to hear about right now.
Oh,
so.
Come on. You should tell us about your new ship. How long did it last?
13 minutes.
Were you digging in it yet, though?
Yeah.
See how what I did there?
Yeah. It digging. You tried, yeah, in digging. EVE. Like, yeah.
You know what else?
I was also crafting.
I did get my son a Lego Universe for Christmas, and we got it installed, and he's been playing it today.
I played the beta.
And it looks like you can build stuff in there.
Yeah.
Out of Legos.
Yep, you can.
Anyway. Oh, the other Minecraft thing I did for my son was I printed out a bunch of those blocks. They have like a post on the Minecraft forums that has like a certain scale, so all the blocks will work together. And you just print them out and cut them out, you know, papercraft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I printed out him a bunch of blocks, and he seemed to dig that. So anybody who has kids who watch you play, do that. It's free.
Yeah.
Pretty much so.
Blocks.
Good idea.
Okay.
Okay, so that leads us to this thing we'd like to call
Excavation Station.
All right.
I was expecting the chicken to go, ho, ho, ho!
We're going to talk about some crazy stuff that people have ideas for, new features. And you want to go first, Brent?
Sure. And really, it was Christmas that inspired this one. I want to see different trees, a bunch of different kinds of trees in different biomes. So you could go cut down a Christmas tree and then replant it, like, in your area.
Yeah, I would love to see palm trees. I love palm trees.
Ooh, palm trees would be a good one.
They just grow
maybe
on
they
sand.
Would drop coconuts.
Hey, that's cool. A little health there.
New block.
Oh, a whole new block?
Yeah, you can make a phone out of it, right? Or maybe a horse noises?
Yeah.
Maybe a horse.
Does that not work well?
Ride my coconut horse.
You just have your friend play the coconuts behind you, and you act like you're riding on a horse, and y'all move faster together.
Well, that would be awesome.
And then you have Vorpal bunnies.
I want the Black Knight.
See? We're all on the same page.
You know what I don't want?
What?
Any of that.
Okay, so what do you want?
Yeah.
Laser guns.
Is this on sharks?
No, just like, I'm thinking like high yield laser guns that you can swipe across and level an entire mountain with.
Back to the whole griefing stuff here in that. Okay.
And then you can like point it at Brent.
Do you have spaceships where you can pull this stuff that you mined into cargo
with
holds?
Tractor beams. Yeah.
And take it back and sell
you
it on.
You can go to a station and then, you know, there would be an economy. Kind of like iEconomy, except it's not
working.
Yeah.
So you can actually make yourself a little starship and base an asteroid field that you mine.
Yeah. Like
just
perhaps,
you, though.
Perhaps you could sell blueprints. That would, you know, allow people to build more advanced spaceships, which they can then use to either blow up other spaceships or... I'm liking this. That sounds good.
How long would your spaceship last if you built one?
I'm going to kill you in your face.
So, Wes, you got some blank spaces to fill?
I kind of like
sounds dirty.
I kind of like the idea of the blueprints. What I'd like to be able to do is to like draw, like have a tool to like. I'd like to be able to have some kind of like planning tool for building buildings. Like, so you make a blueprint on paper and then planning it kind of projects tool. It onto three-dimensional space, you know, so that you can kind of, you know, look at what you're doing, you know, before you actually do it.
So maybe you would see like
shadow blocks of what you were going to build.
So then you can just place them where they were. And that would be kind of cool. That would save some time.
Or, like, let's say you wanted to build something and you kind of planned it out and you picked a space for it, you know, and I'm like, I want to put this here. You could kind of, like, put it in and overlay it over, and you could see what it would look like in the environment you're in.
Well, I love this idea because you can actually make it run off red dust, right, that would shoot this thing out here. And then you could have multiple people working on the project and not worry about getting it wrong, right? You just say,
so I have a question. It sounds to me like you would have to build the project like more than once in this case.
Well, what you would do is you would have some kind of planning tool, you know, this might be, you know, kind of a moddy sort of thing, you know, where you do it on paper.
Yeah.
And then you do it in the computer just, you know, with some kind of like CAD system sort of thing. And then you go into the game and
that sounds like work to me.
Well, yeah, it is work.
I just like
says the man who is building a snow globe. That sounds like work.
Well, no, I mean, like, as soon as you bring a CAD program into it,
how many pieces of paper are behind the size of your snow globe?
So far, just one.
What's the one I saw with all the numbers on it? Was that building the sphere?
Yeah, that was like each one was a layer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Both sides so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that sounds like work to me. You're one step away from CAD, it sounds like.
Yeah, but I'm not in a CAD, so.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Well.
So, Eric, what do you got? What you got?
I've been doing so much building and so much digging and drilling and stuff that I think it would be kind of cool to get something that was...
Drilling.
I think it would be nice to have a speed buff, you know, like an adrenaline boost or maybe something like a magic mushroom that you can eat. That would be like...
Would you grow?
Got some pills here.
Yeah, maybe you could grow it. I don't know.
Grow.
Either grow it or it's just a really rare thing or
like
something.
Like Mario?
But it would both speed up digging, you know, or running. Any action that you do, it just speeds it up, but for a short period of time because...
Would you become an Italian plumber?
Sure.
Plumber.
It's a me. But like, okay, there was one time where I was digging in the old shaft and I saw a zombie coming out, you know, of a hallway, and it freaked me out. So I ran to the chest to get some more swords, I think. And then when I turned around, there was four more. So there was a total of five. I'm like, I must have like unearthed a spawner or something.
Right.
So I run out of my house and they're all following me. And that's when I thought of it. I'm like, I need like a speed boost because I'm basically like kiting them around. I mean, they're slow, obviously, but you know, it would just be nice to be able to just, you know, just a speed burst.
So you want like magic boots you can build, sort of?
Yeah, that would work too.
I would like a whole range of magic boots.
Like gravity boots or jet boots and different boots.
Magnet boots.
Magnet boots would be cool, yeah.
What about bee boots? Like bee from Mario Galaxy? Like
that is the worst Mario costume.
I knew you loved it.
No, but spring boots would be fun.
Ooh. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Speed like boots.
Boots of elven kind.
Boots of water
make
walking.
Walk silent.
Of yeah, elven. Water. Yeah, that would be awesome. Oh, my God.
You dorks.
Okay, so we've got something here that we're going to play, right?
Yeah, we got a call on here, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is George, and my idea for Minecraft is that it's beer. You know, straight up, delicious, nutritious beer. And how you would do this is by, you know, having a new crop, hops, barley, and yeast. You know, yeast can come from wheat or whatever. And, you know, you put it in the crafting area along with some water, and voila, you have yourself a nice, cold, refreshing drink. Beer, obviously. And what this would do is that after you drink a certain amount of beer, you would become invincible for a couple minutes. But your controls would, your keyboard controls and mouse controls would be inverted. So up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left. and your WASD keys would also be inverted, meaning that D is A and W is S and stuff. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
I have been drunk many, many times, and I have never once been invincible.
But you felt like it.
No. No.
Is that the, do we need to add X to the machine or something?
Like X, what?
I'm taking it one step
further. That's illegal.
Well, so is beer for three-year-olds on the primary server.
I've never stopped you.
I think it's a cool idea, though. It's like, you know, and WoW, you can drink beer, and then everything's all swirly and blurred, and it's hard to walk. And then when you chat, you know, it adds, hick, you know.
I think it would be fun. A little social. You could make kegs.
Yeah.
Maybe kegs of beer.
I will say that yeast does not come from wheat.
And then you would say Rethorthith.
Rethorthith. But I think that's a kind of a step towards the, you know, it doesn't matter and it's just for looks kind of thing, like Slash Dance or something like that. You know, I mean, really.
You know what I think you
unless
should do?
Unless beer gives
Eric,
you health.
Right now, I think you should Slash Dance.
Really? Okay.
Now, we've got some other ones here from you listeners, like always. I do want to go ahead and preface this with something, because we did have an incident over this past week where we gave out somebody's name over the air and they didn't want us to. And what happened is basically they sent us two emails, and the first one had their nickname, and the second one had nothing, so we just went with whatever the name was on the email, because we want to make sure everybody gets, you know, accredited with what they mentioned. So, if you do not want your real name mentioned on the show, please make sure you put your whatever name you want to be known in the email and expressly. If you're really, really against having your name, you might want to make a fake account even. I would rather you send in the email and just put what you want to be called, or, hey, don't call me anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we do apologize for that person.
What was the name of the person?
Spencer Williams.
Oh, that guy is a dick.
His Twitter was at Brent Copeland, too. So go follow him there.
Nice.
This first one is from Baked Potatoes, and he wants chest traps, ordinary chests that'll blow up if opened by someone else.
Chest. You know, it'd be really jerky.
What?
Then you go around and you find everybody else's chests and you destroy them, and then you put your explosive chests down, and then when people come back to their own bases, they get blown up.
Hey, that's a good one.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you.
Bubble Boom wants poison.
Good tidings will bring to you and your friends.
I thought you were gonna bust out a poison song or something, like "Look What the Cat Dragged In" or something like that.
No.
Did they ever do a Christmas album?
I hope
like
not.
Poison does.
I'm sure they have at this point. One of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bubble Boop to the sound of reindeer hooves. That's okay, let's move on.
No, yeah. I'm liking this.
No,
go on.
Don't like where we're going. This is not a good place.
Log.
This is bad.
What are some other? I would like to hear White Lion.
I want to go to Christmas. My happy place, and it does not involve White Lion.
White Christmas Lion.
I don't know. I can't understand why.
Children decorate a Christmas tree.
So, Bubble Boom had another idea, and that was he thought about a pencil that could be used to write books that you put in your bookcase.
Pencil.
Or make your blueprints with.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Tom here. Huh. Does someone? Oh, Tom wants a pick hatchet. Basically, you can cut down a tree or mine with it, so it's kind of like a dual tool. And the trade-off would be that it uses more mats to make. And I was thinking,
what is it? I'm sorry.
A pick hatchet.
A pick.
So it's hatchet. A pick, a mining pick, and a hatchet.
And you didn't go tool.
Well, no, it's just.
And honestly, you go one step further, just make a Swiss Army knife, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, put them all together.
Gnomish Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
But you need a downside, though.
You can resurrect people.
I mean, it needs a negative, like it doesn't last as long.
The downside, it takes a few seconds to switch between each one.
What?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
In PvP, it would, I guess, if it was.
You know what?
A
sword, you said resurrection. I do think you should be able to resurrect people. Like, say you can walk up someone and slay them with your pick hatchet sword.
Take all their stuff and then
and
res
then,
them?
And then res them, yeah.
Hey, that's cool.
And then kill them and then res them again.
Yeah,
and then
I like the res. That's
and on the
cool.
third day, they arose.
When I first saw this, I thought it said pink hatchet. I'm like, what would a pink hatchet do?
Yeah, we were about to go bad places, I think. So let's go on and move on to Tom.
Tom.
That's T-O-M.
Tom.
Tom wants a spear. Replace feathers and an arrow with sticks. a spear, I'm guessing that you just use it to poke people with, and you don't
throw it. Does more damage than an arrow, right? So you throw one spear.
Oh, okay. So maybe you can throw it and use it as
it
a
would
melee.
If you would also have a shield, you could finally like dig a big pit and then do the scene from 300.
Mm-hmm.
You could kick people.
This is Shaftland.
Or we could make phalanxes.
Wait, what is a phalanx?
It's a formation.
It's a military formation where you lock shields and you put your pikes in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And then you kick people in the pits.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
And you go, this is Shaftlands!
Yeah.
Why am I Scottish? This makes no sense.
Freedom! Okay, next one up here is Big Z, or Big Zoo. he says a one-way teleporter, one-time use, sends you back to the spawn point. Isn't that like slash home?
Yeah.
Or slash spawn.
One-way teleporter.
And, you know, he might have had something more interesting in his email. I'll give him that much. I'm just saying.
Is this one of your edit jobs?
It could be. It sounds like
It sounds like he took a pick hatchet to this email.
Well, it could be like an in-item game. In-game item that you, something that you build that becomes a teleporter or something. That would make more sense, maybe.
And then Fu no Kami, Okami. Oka.
Okami!
Wants a mace that's heavier than like a sword and deals more damage. And I think different kinds of weapons would be cool.
Heavier, though. We don't have a weight variable, right?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, like, maybe that's what we need. We need a game that's all about carrying vast amounts of mineral wealth around with you to suddenly have encumbrance. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
and then you know what comes next?
Bulldozers. Donkeys. And cement
donkeys.
Trucks.
Donkeys, yeah.
Yeah, to carry your vast troves of mineral wealth. Yep.
Did we already mention cement trucks?
You did, I think. Yeah. Or a forklift or something.
I think tractors and stuff, yeah, but like have one of those little cement mixers and things that maybe you
Italian
could take around
plumbers.
That makes...
What?
What are you guys saying?
Awesome. They're...
No, I just want donkeys to carry... I want donkeys to carry my vast troves of mineral wealth. Just because I want to keep saying vast troves of mineral wealth.
We've actually done donkeys before.
True Jones
wants... It's Crew
vast,
Jones.
Vast troves.
It says Crew.
Of mineral.
Why did you mislead me
I don't
me
have
like
the
that?
Time to look at the paper.
He wants quicksand. He wants to combine water and sand to get quicksand. And it could be placed over an open block and you would still fall through it.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
Unless you had the grappling hook.
I would like there to be quicksand in the game, that there's a myth that you can die from it, but you really can't.
Mm. Every time you fall in, someone walks out and hands a tree.
No, you just get stuck.
Yeah.
And then you type slash home. And
we've done Travis's before.
Yeah.
Travis's?
Yep.
What is it?
Ice picks. You climb faster.
The one above.
Miner's helmet.
Yeah. Miner's helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with a big torch glued to the front of your forehead. Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he also had one for ice picks, so you could climb up faster using them, like ice.
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like an ice pick hatchet.
I like that.
I'd like a pink ice pick hatchet.
Kind of grabbed a hold of the whole dual
implement
thing. And
sucking it dry, baby.
This last one is a repeat as well from Communist Banana. Says, a spear. It's a melee weapon with a longer range than a sword, but swings slower. Good for killing creepers. Okay, so that's a little more descriptive.
Wait,
you can use it as a melee weapon. It's longer, obviously good for creepers, so they won't blow up in your face. But you can still but it's slow swing.
Like,
yeah.
Does anyone here fight creepers with melee weapons?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah,
I only use bow and arrow. I don't want to get near those creepy.
Well, they come up and you knock them back, and you just step back a few things. They stop hissing, and then you come up, knock them back. You basically just keep resetting them.
Saber
kill them really easy.
Boop, boop, and they're dead.
I don't have
a bunch of arrows yet.
I have to make the sound though.
When you don't know they're there. That's the danger. When you don't know they're there, it's too late and they explode. But yeah, just keeping them back, like kind of tapping them, like no, back. Right?
Back
foul spear, like
thousand hells.
I think the thing I love about creepers is like when you turn around and they like see you and they kind of turn sideways and like sneak behind a tree and you're like, dude, I saw you back there. But it's like so like they have like a personality more so than any other creature.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's awesome.
They're one of the best video game villains of all time, I think.
And I hate him so much.
They're better than Ganon.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, everybody's better than Ganon.
We're gonna get hate mail.
Is that Zelda?
Yeah, for me.
Is that a Zelda reference?
Yes.
I'm gonna email you some hate mail.
I knew the name.
Dear Eric Fullerton,
we didn't edit these, but they're the last two here. You want to read them in a stupid accent or something?
I don't have them.
You don't have an accent? Oh,
I
no.
Don't have
I'll read this first one.
Okay.
Here, this one is from Jimmy Kunkel. Like, now I'm scared about saying people's names, but I'm like, that's such an awesome name. You got to say it. Jimmy Kunkel. He thinks it would be sweet if you could craft some resources together, like iron and diamonds, to make something that can dig larger holes, like 4x4. It could be like a jackhammer or a bulldozer. Thought that's kind of cool.
Underwolf says he... I'm sorry, were we going to talk about that?
I'm just thinking, like, more big vehicles, like diesel-powered vehicles. It's like, it's a really popular thing. It's like, let's get some wrecking balls in there, and let's get some, you know,
snow. You know what? Blowers. I actually would like to have wrecking balls so I can, like, redo that scene from Seinfeld where they were trying to save the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. Was that Seinfeld?
What is the deal?
Never watched it.
What's the deal with the construction equipment? Okay, here, live. This is going to be a live example of how I do people's emails, okay?
Cool.
I'm going to read this how I would have done it.
Which
and then
one?
You read it. Underwolves.
Okay.
Underwolves. This would have been Underwolves. He wants acid. This would burn straight down into a pit and make a bigger pit real
okay,
fast.
Okay, so there's Brent's cut. We'll call that Brent's cut. Here's the actual email. I was just thinking it would be cool to have an unpredictable liquid like water or lava, but have acid. So how would it work? So how it would work is you would find some on bedrock or adminium, fill a bucket with it, because buckets are, you know, well known to be acid proof. Fill a bucket with it from the top. Drop it somewhere and it falls instead of continuous falling. So, like, it's one block falling, like, say, sand is what he's saying. And takes out 3 to 4 squares in width of blocks and burns all the way to the ground or bedrock. It would be a one-time use and destroy all the blocks it burns. So you could power mine, like, get a big hole. There's a chance of accidentally destroying some diamonds. I want to know how you could carry this incredibly noxious substance in a bucket.
Well, you could make another something besides a bucket. See, that's why I leave that out, because that's neither here nor there.
No, I mean, his whole idea was acid so you could power mine with it.
Right, but so there would have to be a new something that you would make to put it in that could handle it.
I
think that's not the point. I think his point is acid, and it would burn down.
But he said it could destroy... items. That was his negative.
Yeah.
My negative would be noxious fumes that killed you.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Well, Ostrogali.
Sorry, I went.
Ostrogali says you just need a glass bucket, so it doesn't mess with the metal. And then I've got a really good idea.
Oh, don't.
This
touch
is
me.
Called a
don't
lid.
Don't touch me with your filthy hands.
It's a lid. You put a lid on the bucket, and it protects you from the noxious fumes.
And you wear a mask. Oh, you change your
but
skin
what if you
to
trip?
Put a mask on, and then there's. There's
it's got a
mask
lid.
Detection.
What's the deal with acid buckets?
Do you feel like there's multiple conversations?
Yeah.
So, and then you, on your skin, you actually put a mask on your skin, and there's detection in the software that detects if you have a mask on.
Okay.
Okay.
And as soon as you put the mask on, you immediately get a flamethrower?
Yeah. So, but, okay, now...
Because it's like the pyro?
Now, take those two. Do you think what I did to it was enough to get us through it? So we could do 10 in the space of what it took us
to
do one.
I think we got some good acid jokes out of this, and we didn't even go the pharmaceutical route. You know?
But you know what's funny about this is Brent's cut was, like, you know, short to the point. It's rhetorical saying what it's going to be made of, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, unless it's super clever. And then your cut, Spencer, was basically, well, reading the whole email. Do you want to know that I actually edited this before I put this in there?
That's awesome.
Okay, read the original email. Do you still have it?
It would take me too long to find it, but the things that I cut out are things like, hey, I love the show. I've been listening to you guys since Control Point episode 24, and it's so cool, and Wes is my favorite, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, no, I love to hear that stuff, but we don't need to say
it.
Yeah,
and it's great. Yeah, it's great stuff to read, but reading it on the air is like, you know what I mean? So...
So, so we're going to be sending the emails to you from now on, Spencer, and let you do the middleman edit.
All right, I'm just going to cut out everything except, hey, guys, great show. I'm going to read that over and over and over.
I'll just play a couple bumpers and we're done, right? All right, well, let's do some news up in here.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Feeling like
we
Christmas, isn't it?
We got some news on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day in the morning.
I turned the news light on.
Oh, good. The news light is on. Excellent. All right, let's get to it. Beta is here. We've been playing the beta. We've been loving it. Or at least I haven't. Brent has.
I haven't been playing the beta. I've been playing the old stuff because I heard there were so many bugs and stuff in the beta, I didn't want to deal with it.
Ah, okay. Well,
news that.
Just kind of looking over some of the stuff that's in the beta. One of the things that is really cool is the Christmas-themed capes that everybody got. And it's so cool. It's like a little cardboard flap on your back that just kind of flops around. It's awesome. It's got a little Christmas tree on it. And then
I feel like I missed. I don't even have the option because my laptop can't run it.
Yeah.
Thanks for ruining my day, jerk.
And they might go away.
I'm gonna send you hate mail.
All right. I'll delete it.
No, you
I'll
won't.
Read it
you'll
on edit the air. It.
You'll heavily. Summarize it until it says, it "Hey guys, great job."
Some other cool things that we got with the beta are tooltips. So we actually have official names for some of the items that we're just making stuff up. So the wiki will have to be updated with some of this stuff. A little something about the tooltips, though, is now we finally have real names for nether materials, like glowstone.
Yeah, instead of lightstone.
Yep, and soul sand.
Instead of the suck sand?
Slow sand. but it's called soul sand for a reason, because if you look real close, there's a bunch of little faces. Just like in Doom, like the little gray faces. Anyway, and then, of course, netherrack. They swear, Mojang swears that it's not a typo or a bad translation from Swedish to English. But it's actually netherrack. So I wrote down here the definition of rack. From the dictionary, it says to cause great physical or mental suffering to. Pain racked his entire body is an example, and then the second one to torture by means of the rack. It sounds like nethery, right?
Yeah.
So, but at first glance, it's like netherrack.
What is netherrack?
That's the red cobblestone, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. The red netherstone. Yeah.
That's really
sounds British.
Fast
netherrock
break.
That didn't sound British.
No, it didn't.
Netherrock. Yeah, I like my British act. Netherrack. Netherrack.
Netherrack, Govna.
Does
that sound British?
Govna. That automatically. You gotta.
You can say anything, just put Govna on it.
Boy, in a cup of tea. Okay,
that's
then we.
Some Netherrack, Govna. I'm glad I put the news light on for this. This is important.
Yeah, it's important that it's there. We also got some cool stuff like. What did we get? Oh, the leaf decay isn't. It's been rewritten again. He's having a lot of trouble with that. That sucks.
Does anyone else think this is going to be the end of Minecraft? Like, he's going to go into some sort of weird, sneaky hate spiral about about leaf decay.
Yeah.
And then one day you'll just axe a leaf and your whole server will just go...
There, I got rid of your leaves.
The decay spreads. You cut down a tree and it starts eating into the mountain.
Yeah. Let's see, we got, dun dun dun, what did we get? I'm looking through a list and I'm singing about it.
All alone for Christmas is my two front teeth.
I know that, you can throw eggs now.
But only a stack of 16, right?
Yes, only stacks of 16 eggs, I don't know why.
It's just like snowballs.
Oh, snowballs is 16?
Yeah.
Good thing to know.
What?
Yeah. Huh? I don't know why.
But
because you got to reload. They don't want you to have, like 64 all on one key. So you can
maybe
just
I've never thrown a snowball before, but I.
But eggs cause damage. It's not just cosmetic, so you can kill a creeper with them. Pretty cool.
Damage?
Yes. I've been doing it.
So now.
Don't trust me.
So now, can you keep a chicken, in your house, just as like a little chicken farm to get eggs and keep harvesting
the
eggs?
Well, I was throwing eggs at a creeper, and then a chicken appeared.
And you know why?
On the creeper, and I'm like, oh, I guess they're hatching, but I kept throwing them.
Yeah. You know why he wanted to throw eggs at the creeper?
Why?
Because he wanted them scrambled.
Hey!
Wow, you're fired.
That was
you're
so fired. Bad. That was so bad. Because I was sitting there going, man, this is
going
somewhere.
Clean out your desk.
This is going somewhere good. This is going to be... Oh, that wasn't funny. That was really odd.
Well, you know. Us three hosts are going to kick out Wes. Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. Anything else on this list?
I bet you noticed, Eric, that holding down the backspace works in the server input field now.
Yeah. Finally.
Finally.
Remember how annoying that was?
Yeah.
So you can hold it down. That's great. And a lot of these things aren't even in the official thing. It's just I was going around trying to find undocumented cool things that were put in there.
Things.
A lot of fixes and things like that. I don't know. Really, I guess we kind of covered the big ones, unless I see somebody in the chat room screaming about something crazy that we missed. But I guess we'll move on.
So, you know, so I noticed...
news.
Well, wait, one more thing.
No, we got more news.
I know he's, you know, he posted on his Christmas Day post a bunch of gift codes. First come, first serve. I bet those went pretty fast.
Oh, God.
But we have one, too. So... and we're going to give it out at some point.
But you know what I don't want to do with it?
What?
I don't want to do a first... I hate first come, first serve.
I do too.
We only have one. We're definitely not doing a first come,
yeah, I mean, it seems to, like, you know, favor people with good reaction times.
Well, but it also favors people who look at your blog on Christmas Day. You know, I mean, that's like... That's what you want, right?
No.
That's what he wants.
I don't want people... I mean, I don't want people, like, listening to me on Christmas. I hope they have something better to do.
No, listen to us on Christmas. Who was it that started a new tradition of listening?
Jazz. Yeah.
Started listening to our...
I'm glad about... I mean, like, Jazz is like a buddy of ours at this point, so, yeah. That's cool.
We need to get him on the show. Anyway...
Oh, here's a quick thing here that Borgat says in the chat room. The armor is visible in multiplayer now, which means... Everybody's gonna look the same.
I don't wear any armor in multiplayer.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, I don't either. But okay, if you had armor on, you're gonna look like everybody else with armor, I guess. You know?
Except for
your
face.
Can you make armor out of wood?
Except for that helmet for covers your half your
except
face.
Except for this and except for that.
No.
I wish you could, so I could look like
a... Kill some cows, make some leather.
That's not the same.
You want to look like a treant?
I want to look like Woodman from Mega Man.
Go Woodman. Make an avatar.
With leaves spinning around me.
Server-side inventory is working. Less griefing now, maybe. Less people using env edit and stuff like that, perhaps.
So can we still use the bug to refresh tools?
Duping is gone.
I don't know about that.
Oh, the repair thing?
Yeah.
I haven't read anything about that, so I don't know.
Mm. Does anybody in the chat room know if you can still drop a tool to repair it?
We have the kit stuff, though. And I'll make it work for admins. Okay.
That would be nice. You know what's also awesome about our server? Everyone can cuss except the admins. That is fantastic.
Why can't you cuss?
Because it asterisks out every time.
No. What happens is they know the cuss words to say that gets around it and you don't.
No.
Yeah, I've seen that it does it to them too.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I need to learn some better cuss words. All I know are the good ones. Like,
and it's default. We can add whatever we want to that list. I'm going to add lag to it.
Lag, nice. I should replace lag with like 9 asterisks, just so people are really confused.
Or change it to where it says like, I love how there's no lag on the server. Yeah.
This is not Newslight worthy. I should turn off
the chat room. A lot of people are saying repairing is gone as well, so I haven't tried that myself, so that's going to be sad.
Yeah.
I'm happy
that's
for it.
That's depressing.
I'm happy.
But, you know, it's part of the game not to do that, but dang it, I want a real way to repair in-game, like legitimate repair shop. Like, I want to be like a blacksmith or something.
I've got one for you. Dig down, get 3 diamonds, some wood, put it into a thing, and make yourself a pick.
Over and over and over again?
Well, when it wears out, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's
if it's going to wear out, it should wear out, like, in a matter of years.
Well, and the one thing I don't like is that when you have a diamond pick and you're digging, really, if you're smart, you'll use an iron pick unless you've got tons and tons of diamonds, and then switch to the diamond pick when you need it. And I don't mind that if the iron pick would last a little bit longer. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind diamonds being special and, you know, us having... But I would like the durability on iron picks to go up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
If you make them up to where a diamond pick is, it's like, then you don't need diamond picks.
No, I think that iron should last just about as long as diamonds do, and diamonds should last like a ridiculously long amount of time. Because, I mean, I just can't imagine in any like any situation where an iron pick would just be destroyed from using it 16 times. I mean, it's just, or however, it's like 64, isn't it? It's something.
It seems like a lot to me.
It's not a lot, is it?
It's not a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
Bunch of crybabies.
It's not a lot.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a pick that never breaks.
Also in the news, Minecraft wins game trailers.
I like your news voice.
There. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Minecraft wins. I got British all of a sudden or something.
Minecraft wins the game trailer awards.
Yeah, see? It won the Game Trailers Award for biggest surprise of the year, and there's a video you can watch. I'll put that in the show notes. Pretty cool.
We're going to put your name up in lights.
It was Rock, Paper, Shotgun's 24th day of Christmas thing, too. So.
Yeah.
Winning that's they like awards. Their game of the year. So
yeah.
Speaking of videos, did you notice that In Search of Diamonds had 250,000 views?
Yeah, it's going crazy.
Woot!
Wow. Can't wait to get that
million.
Can't wait to get some more pumped out there.
Yeah. And pump get them. Your check from YouTube. Wouldn't that be great if you got a check from
big
YouTube?
Big old fat check out of the blue, like
yep.
We like this video so much. Here's a big old.
I like your voices
money.
Today.
Yeah. You like them?
You're like all voicey.
All right.
Stop trying to do them because
I can't do a whatever I was trying to do. Okay, so here's a new one. Colored dyes for wool is under development. Tweet from Jens Bergensten says,
"Nice.
There are 16 types of wool with recipes.
Sweet
colors, dude.
Tapestries.
Why is that taking so long? Well, I say we DDO. Oh, I'm sorry.
They're having trouble, you know, figuring out." You know, what to name the colors.
Spencer, do you want to go to Sweden and code this for them?
Yes.
Okay, then. All right, cool. Can I go too?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll pay for it with your fat check from YouTube.
From YouTube.
So he also played StarCraft II, Wings of Liberty.
Huh?
Thank you for coming back. To
I was just trying to bring him back to...
nice. Bring it home. It's called a callback in the industry.
The old callback. So,
and he didn't like it, like me. I just thought we had similar taste, and Notch, if you want to hire me...
Yeah, because you really loved Dragon Age.
I haven't played it.
Speaking of going back, I added one last news item in here.
Now I'll have to turn out the news light.
Yeah. I wanted to take a look at the old to-do list and see what was in store for beta way back then. And there's a couple of items here. And keep in mind, this is old and not updated. But way back then, it was saying these were scheduled for beta, such as make moss grow on rocks. It's not in beta, but that it was planned for beta. Another one was the color dye thing. It was planned for beta. Not quite, but we're in beta, so it's not like... You know, so I don't know. So these are maybe kind of you can see, you know, into the future by looking into the past.
Was I the only one that thought that it was never actually going to go into beta?
Oh, you thought it was always going to be alpha?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, that was total BS.
I think it's arbitrary. I don't think that there was a...
You don't think there's like some development milestone that was hit that suddenly it could be beta?
Yeah. I think it was arbitrary.
You don't think it was...
I think he was ready for some kind of mental milestone on the development of his game, and he just
made
it.
Do you think maybe he decided he needed to charge twice as much?
That suddenly? Could be it.
Yeah.
25% as much. No, 50% as much.
Is it 15 pounds?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, one last thing here. He had seasons planned for before beta, but seasons still aren't here.
Yeah.
And that's a cool idea. I guess you would have a skin for each season, I think, is probably how you would technically do it.
Yeah. Like all the years through, then for all seasons.
I wonder if it's going to be harder to dig through dirt in the wintertime.
I'll be your girl for all seasons.
Cool. Yep. I don't know that song.
All the year through. Grease 2? Come on.
I've never seen Grease 2.
Grease 2 is...
You are sad inside.
I've never watched Grease all the way through.
That should be your new Christmas tradition from now on. You and your wife should snuggle up and watch people...
Grease 2 is a terrible movie.
It is so much better than Grease 1.
It is. That is such a lie.
You know what? I don't... Speaking of lies...
Air fist bump, baby.
Speaking of lies, I don't want to keep lying to the chat room. Are we done with news?
Yes.
Okay, the news light.
All right, news light's going, and we're going to be moving into...
See you later, news light.
All right, it's time for spectacular stuff.
Sightings.
So beautiful.
Oh, my God.
it's so intense.
Alleluia.
Cool. So we should be doing like a, I feel like doing like a Brady Bunch thing with the us in the four squares. Hey, Eric.
You know, I'm just going to link to a bunch of cool videos and images and screenshots and all. I've found a ton of stuff. People making creeper cookies on Christmas morning. Just all kinds of stuff. There's a,
I should have made creeper cookies.
Isn't that a cool idea? Like snow creepers in the snow. There's a Christmas tree with blinking lights video. Really impressive. I mean, blinking lights. It's like really cool.
Someone in John Maz's family made him they looked like real dirt blocks with like.
Yeah, they look like Rice Krispie squares.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
They look kind of Rice Krispie cubey.
But they were cubes and like.
You know what? That's
kind of cool.
That would be awesome. Like, you know, because, you know, Freckles and Spike, they did the Tetris Christmas.
Uh-huh.
We should do like a Minecraft Christmas where like all of the presents are exactly the same size and they're all in a different thing. And then you have to take your
pickaxe and that's how you open them.
Yeah. Your pick hatchet.
You're like, damn, another glass mug.
Yeah. And of course, there's a wall of trees that you have to punch your way through. I am liking this. Next year,
man.
Tree punching Christmas. I'm dreaming of a tree punching Christmas.
Yeah, well, the limbs of your tree.
Just like the ones. Sorry.
Mills and Minecraft, a new series by Bob Mills. Yeah. He's done a lot for us. In fact, you can hear him do the excavation station bumper. That's him doing that. Cool guy, really technical and smart. He has a really genius idea about how to make steps out of fences in episode 3. Anyway, it's really good. He's easy to listen to. It's really great. So I'm going to link that.
So we?
Also, real life Minecraft. I hadn't yet seen a video like this yet. I mean, other than the LARPer guy. Yeah. But this is more of a first person view from Wolf 21 video. It's pretty cool. I'll link that. And lastly,
it's sort of like an augmented reality kind of thing.
Yeah, you can see like the HUD down there, you know. You can
we're watching it now. He just turned on the light. It was okay. Awesome.
Yeah. He punches the light. And then lastly, we got the Minecraft Interstate version 4.0. Do you remember seeing the Interstate videos? I think Notch actually tweeted about maybe version 2.0 a while ago or something. It's basically a really long stretch of minecart rail, and it's sped up.
Yeah, it's one of those. I think I remember that. Like
it's like hypnotic,
ridiculously far.
Yeah. Well, this one goes down to the Nether as well, and it's really cool how you get from the.
What is he like? One world take the minecart through a portal.
No, it actually just kind of falls in a hole, and it goes black. Obviously, kind of cut there. But it looks, it's real cool, and then it just kind of, you know, lands on some rails and keeps going.
Can you actually take a minecart, like, through a portal? Because that would be pretty sweet.
I don't think so, because you'd have to sit there and wait for it to kick in, you know?
Yeah, it sucks.
So.
They should fix that.
I mean, you could have it end right at a portal, kind of crash into it.
Yeah.
But you'd still have to sit there and wait.
Yeah. But I think part of the point is he doesn't ever want it to look like it's ending.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And it's cool seeing all the weird patterns that the Nether creates, you know, because he's going miles and miles of it, you know. It's pretty nifty.
Is that all you got?
That is all I have.
Okay.
And next up is that lovable guy that you love to listen to.
Resources.
I really hate that bumper.
You don't hate it.
I do.
Bah, humbug.
No, you don't.
I hate and rage it.
You love it.
You do.
That didn't make any
you
sense.
You want to marry it.
Hey, marry. Wait.
Merry Christmas.
Nice one, I think. Not really. So here's an app that someone emailed that doesn't have a name at all.
That app doesn't have a name?
Not even a name that we can, like, make them angry by using?
I think it was a bunch of numbers.
Okay. So we'll just say 42873.
There you go.
Okay. 42873.
And sorry for if that's your real name. You can let us know. He found a cool app for the iPod and iPad that is used to create Minecraft skins, and it's called Cool Shoes 2. So you can sit there on your iPhone and make skins. Mm-hmm. It's $1.99, which is why I don't actually want to download it and try it out, because like, I'm not really going to ever be in the mood to make a skin away from my computer, right? I mean, that's kind of weird.
I don't know. You're out somewhere, maybe at a doctor's appointment, sitting in the office, and you go, that guy needs to be a skin in Minecraft. So you pull up your app, and you sit there, and you've got a live subject that you can do, and it just seems like it would be hard to do on an iPhone, personally. Like, yeah. I see a lot of touching the wrong blocks a lot of times, being like, God, I got to change that one.
There's nothing worse than the bad touch.
And next up, the next report.
Merry Christmas.
A couple of mod updates here. You remember Ambient Occlusion?
Mm-hmm.
Which I loved so much.
I still haven't done that. I still haven't tried it.
Well, it's updated for beta, and this is Mr. Messiah's Minecraft mods version 1.7, which actually gives you simple map, better grass, a couple other ones. SM chat, which is the press tab to reply to the last person who talked to you, which, oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah.
But anyway, he renamed it from Ambient Occlusion to Better Light. So much
better. That's a better name.
Yeah. And
I know what Ambient Occlusion is.
Right. Because you're all smart and stuff.
I am.
But this one actually looks a little better. Like, it's more pleasing to my eye. Whatever he's done, he's rewritten it and done some stuff.
I think he comes over to your house when you're sleeping and kind of sees
and
what
knows
it
when
looks
you're
like,
awake,
and then goes back and tweaks it a little bit, and then comes peeks through your window and looks to see how it looks.
He knows if you've been bad.
It's a personal service he's doing, and I think maybe he should take one more change of his name. It should be Better Light for Minecraft.
Yeah. So be good for
just a suggestion.
Yeah, for Minecraft.
Bluff them.
You better not look bluff at that terrible bluff light.
In a Russian
because
accent.
If you do, bluff your eyes will explode.
Also, we have a how-to guide. This is advanced modding with a complete mod list by Sage Pepeer.
Nice!
Sage Pepeer.
10 points.
And this is nice for anybody wanting to get into modding. There's a tutorial. Also, when you're modding things, you don't want to
put yourself there.
You don't want to modify the same class that another mod is modified, because they'll clash, and it's either or at that point. You can't put both mods on.
Well, that could be a whole game, right? Which mod wins?
Right, yeah. And that's why there's mod packs out there, because they're compatible. They're not using the same classes. Well, this advanced modding tutorial thing is cool about listing mods and what classes they use, so that you can be careful. You know, your mod would be more popular because it's more compatible with others. Anyway, it's a cool link. I'm not gonna particularly make my own mods or anything. I'm gonna wait for the API to come out. But if you want to do that and make Notch mad, go ahead.
All right.
And lastly, blinking lights tutorials. It's a little late to make your own Christmas tree, but if you did want to, here's a cool video on exactly how to make blinking lights.
Sweet.
Very nice Rethorth.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
All right.
Too bad.
I guess we're going to this one. I'm going to pull out some a nice little old bumper here.
Okay.
Just for old school sake.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Dun dun. This is the part where we talk about the contributions from listeners. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Nice. Hold on, I have to put up the listener contributions light.
And scene.
We're going to be reading emails. Okay, this is cool. There's a ton here. I don't know. We may want to stop at one point.
Okay, that's a good stopping point.
So I should take the listener contributions
and
light down?
And scene. If you want to be seen video-wise, you want to start off, Brent?
Yeah, Six String Olympian says, do you think that teleportation would be a good feature, and if so, why?
Well, there's already warps.
And there's already, the
home and spawn.
The netherworld gates, those are sort of teleportation.
Yeah, that's a tough one, because, I mean, it really kind of breaks the game to have so many warps and ways to teleport, you know?
Well, I kind of like the way that we do it with the named, you know, site, like big places you could, you know, set down something that you could warp to. So, I mean, I'm all for there being teleportation on some level.
But a way in game to know what those are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I would like for some moderation tools regarding it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there should be more beatboxing in Minecraft.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. But yeah, I agree. I think there needs to be more kind of tools for the admins, because right now just having a big text file of like crap loads of warps just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in game when you do, you know, list warps and there's 500 warps on it.
Yeah. And it makes it useless. And half of them don't even show up because they scrolled off your screen.
Yeah.
True. Rocky1233 says, is there a way for us to know when you will be on your server?
No.
You can follow me on Twitter. I usually post there. That's at Brent
Copeland. That's at Wes Wilson.
Yeah.
At Wes Wilson.
Wes Wilson.
And usually, mine's at Brent Copeland too. When I see them on the server, I usually tweet about it as well. So just.
No, there is not.
There is not.
It's hard to say. I mean, nobody really has. I mean,
we do have that gnome that watches us all the time.
If you are on the server, you will see us log in.
Brent Copeland.
Yeah.
You'll see who logs in on the server.
Yeah.
So
I guess I'm more prone to play on a Friday night if I was to actually pick a day.
Friday night, I played Minecraft. Dug a hole and made a draft.
I'm more likely to play when the lag isn't very bad.
Yeah. So like right now when Brent's the only one on the server.
I'm more likely to play when the server is down.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Next, Brian says, "Why should I put what should I put inside this massive tree I built? It is 128 block by diameter and 40 blocks high. What kind of question is that?
You should put the shaft in your tree.
You should fill it with cream.
I don't know. Put something.
The shaft in your shaft.
I think so you should fill it with fire
so that you can.
Yes, put fire in the tree.
Wee while you tree. I don't know.
I guess you could put all your friends in there.
Yeah, you could. Kind of
lock them up.
Yeah.
You know.
Except they can punch the wood.
That's true. Fill it up with pigs. That'd be cool.
Ooh, pig tree.
Like a pinata. You bust it open and all these pigs come out.
Seriously. I mean, just go with my old philosophy. If it's empty, fill it with cream.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do that then.
Yeah.
Perfect. What a great question.
That's how he cooks, too.
It is.
Another.
You should have my cream-filled chicken.
Another recommendation would be cookies and elves. Anyway, next question.
That's a copyright violation.
No, it's not. Cookies,
happy
elves, and trees.
To you.
Alex Martin says, so I was mining in single player today and found 5 or 6 diamonds. After I mined them all, they were not in my inventory. !
What?
And I don't know if this is on our server.
No, he said in single player.
I didn't listen. Sorry. All I was thinking was that maybe he wasn't using an iron pick.
Yeah.
And so they didn't
use a stone pick.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. You have to use at least an iron pick to mine diamonds.
Yep.
Or else, if you hit it with a stone pick, or if you like have the patience to punch it out, that would take like 6 years, I think. Can you even punch diamonds?
You can punch them, but they won't fall.
I mean, they won't take forever.
Yeah, like if you're not using the right tool for the jizzob.
I've never really tried that, but that's interesting. Or you take a block of wood and just
jizzob.
Hit it with that.
This show is that. It's going jizzob. Down. So, Jackie? Oh. What project has taken you the longest to build? That's what Jackie wants to know.
I'm not done with my big
project. The longest work I did was on Egypt, in the old Egypt.
Me too. Yeah, Egypt by far took the longest to build. It's still not done. If we actually still had the server, I would still be working on it, technically. Sometimes you just have to abandon a project and call it done.
Yeah, I think mine is actually Egypt too, because it was the catacombs that I was building underneath Egypt.
Yeah. With the,
with the
Library of Alexandria,
yeah,
or whatever you called it, Library of Copeland.
You're making me sad.
Chief Jumpin' Border sent in an
Chief
idea.
What?
Jumpin' Border.
Chief Jumpin'
Jumpin' Border.
Chief Jumpin' Border.
Sent in an idea with a twist for a PvP arena. Where you would spawn additional mobs like zombies and skeletons for people to deal with as well as each other. I think that's kind of cool.
A PvP arena where you spawn additional mobs. Okay.
And I mean, there might be an easy way to do it. Maybe you have some, you know, we talked about trapdoors, you know? What if you just built some arenas that, like, basically you built a big monster, you know, the monster
spawner thing.
Well, the churners, the where the monster
the thing with the stuff,
the monster mills where the people. And then
I know what you're talking about. But the dark rooms with the water and stuff.
Right. You make that, but you put mobs in it.
Okay.
And then you have doors.
You know what I think?
And it just pours the monsters out into a big arena.
It's like a big gladiator.
That's cool. I like that. Like a
costume. I want to have more mobs, though. I want to have more different kinds of mobs.
Well, he'd hinted at maybe a new mob for the Christmas update, but
I want thousands of them. I want, like, little low-res lions running around. And
I want a sheep that will actually cut you.
I know why you have sheep.
But it acts like a sheep until you come up to, like, hit it for wool, and then it turns around and, like, cuts you.
Like a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Yes.
Hmm. Or just a sheep with a knife.
I was thinking more of like a shiv. Like, this baby has been to prison.
He's got a stick.
He's got a toothbrush. He filed down.
He's got a board with a nail in it.
And you come up to get its wool, and it cuts you.
It's shanky.
It cuts you real good.
Did you have, like, a bad experience at a wool gathering operation as a child?
I wouldn't say it was bad. So, I want to hear from my brother, Fred.
All right, because
he usually calls in with some good stuff.
Yeah. Did he call in this week?
He did. He did last week, and I forgot to play it. Oops. Okay. So this is last week's question.
Hey, Shaft. Ifrit here. My question this week is this. If you had a pet creeper, what would you call it? See ya.
Creepy.
Creepy the Steve. Creeper? Steve. I would call mine Floyd, because that's the coolest name for
Floyd.
A creeper.
Yeah, it Floyd. Is. Ever.
Explosion-y.
Explosion-y the creeper?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's a bit of a tongue tie.
Okay, you know what? What would happen if you ever had to take your creeper to the vet? I mean, first off, what conditions would cause the creeper to want to go to the vet? Like, you accidentally got too close to it when you were feeding and it exploded? Well, then you take it to the vet and they're going to say, that creeper is dead. It exploded. You're done.
You don't take it to the vet. You find the creeper whisperer. And he comes over.
Yes.
And it starts going, tss, and then he goes, tss, and like grabs it and it stops.
Well, what happens if your creeper like dies, like not explosion, like just the creeper dies? It like dies of old age, and then you bury it in the pet cemetery.
If a creeper dies in the woods, does it leave
a
corpse? Don't want
to be buried in a pet cemetery.
No, I mean, but what would a zombie creeper be like?
Like
Floyd the zombie creeper.
Like smooth like Lionel Richie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dancing on the ceiling and stuff like that.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Hey, that brings up a good idea, though. A disco creeper. Like, he would have, like, a disco skin, and it would shine and stuff. And he had, like, a white suit on.
You know what? I think we've done enough of this. This is a good spot to end the show forever.
And you did you say that's a good idea?
Yo, man.
Damn, by the way, I use my
walk on
floating creeper.
Bum, 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 end of listener contributions.
I think we're done with listener contributions, right?
Yes.
Done for the hour. Okay, hold on. I have to turn off the listener contributions light.
Okay. Wow, we have a lot left, too.
Yeah, but we're done. I'm hungry.
Are we done with this listener contributions?
Yeah,
then?
We're done for now.
We are.
Woo, man. I'm we're really loud in this episode, aren't we? Singing and dancing and stuff.
It's merry fun. Episode.
I like it.
We wish you a merry Minecraft. We wish you a merry Minecraft.
We wish you a merry Minecraft and a happy Minecraft. New year. New in set of new diamond tools.
New shaft. Beta files.
Netherrack.
Server.
New. No lag.
No lag.
Hatchet.
Stuff.
We won't go until we want to. We won't go until we want to. We won't go until we want to. So we'll see you next week.
Next in the shaft
lands.
Man, we gotta kick this guy out. He's just not fitting.
You just threw something at me.
I did.
That's not Mary.
So I guess we're leaving out. We're going out of this episode. We got Christmas music going on right now. Can you hear it?
Oh, yes, yeah, I can.
Cool?
I can hear it.
It's awesome.
Pretty sweet.
And so you can watch this crazy episode on YouTube, and we're wearing Christmas hats right now, little Santa hats.
Eric,
you can check that out.
Eric, I don't really hear it. I just said that to make you happy.
He'll edit it in.
Yeah, you don't know the magic of radio.
You know what we need now?
What?
We need the Christmas music light.
We need the Christmas music light. Oh, we need the Christmas music light.
Is that a Christmas song?
No, I guess it's not.
We need Christmas music. We need Christmas music.
Should we, like, do, like, some kind of weird version of dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. That's like the only...
Creeper, 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 you blew up all my buildings.
That, okay, good enough. Yeah. Do you know any Kwanzaa songs?
No.
We also have a blog you can check out at theshaft.tumblr.com.
Tumblr.
And we are on Facebook for you Facebookians.
Tumblr.
Well, you can call us and iTunes us. All that crazy stuff. So hopefully everybody had a good time, had a good Christmas.
Did you have a good Christmas, Wes?
Or holiday?
I did have a good Christmas. I had a great Christmas.
Brent, did you have a good Christmas?
I did.
I don't care. Eric?
It was lovely.
Tell me all about your family. Wes is going to hit me.
It was dandy like a lion.
I'm all Frenchy.
Dandy like a lion?
Frenchy? Yeah.
Oh, dandelion. I get it.
Frenchy?
Frenchy? Can we go eat?
Yes.
Okay, we're done. Bye.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Hope
you
have
a wonderful year, and we'll be doing a New Year's episode next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Talking about Shaft Christmas episode. Christmas episode!
I got a cold.
Christmas episode!
You can, join in and add something.
It's the Christmas episode! It's the Christmas
Dead Workers Party Network.
Happy holidays to you.